You're listening to SBS News.
Chantelle and Isla Massad came to Australia 3 years ago amid the Syrian civil war. Chantelle gave up her job as an executive in a big bank and had to start all over again.
It was hard. You are far from your culture, family. I stopped 10-year career. I was working anything like a cleaner, a cooker, in convenience stores.
After a year, the former executive was given a chance as an intern at Commonwealth Bank, and she proved herself.
In year and 4 months, I move a three role, intern, analyst and manager.
Seven-year-old Isla Massad is settling in well to school despite not speaking a word of English when she came to Australia.
My new school's good. You have to do homework. My favourite subject is going to after-school care. You get to do sports, art and crafts. My most favourite thing is sport.
Their experience is common, according to a survey of 133 refugees. 90% said people in their suburbs were friendly, and two-thirds found it easy to become friends with neighbours. 80% of young refugees were happy in their new school, and overall, three-quarters said they're enjoying their lives in Australia. But study author Professor Jack Collins from the University of Technology Sydney says breaking into the professional job market is a cause of significant frustration.
What we've found is a professional pharmacist from Syria and Iraq will be getting some sort of job in that industry, not as a pharmacist, but as an assistant or a technician, jobs below their capacity.
This report is based on 2018 data and does not take into account the global pandemic, which for many refugees was an isolating and re-traumatising experience. Those working to support refugees say for some, the lines outside supermarkets were reminiscent of war. Violet Remiliotis from Settlement Services International says others struggled to work or learn from home.
We assume that everyone has access to an iPad or a laptop, internet. That's not the case for many, so they were quite isolated.
The pandemic also means fewer people will be coming to Australia on humanitarian visas. The government this year reduced the annual intake by 5,000 places, it says, to save money. Lucy Murray, SBS News. We'll be right back.